This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley Dean, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Really quick, friends, just going off of springboarding off of hour one, you know, this keeps going through me, and I want to share this with you before we get over to terrorism is the best political weapon, for nothing drives people harder than a fear of sudden death, and the 42 instances where officials in government which carried out the attack or seriously proposed an attack admitted to either orally or in writing out of their own mouth. I'm going to share that with you in just one moment. But I can just hear some people out there saying, Bradley, I mean, boy, dude, you're speaking out against the crimes of our government, corruption in our government. Yeah, I'm speaking out against corrupt government. I love good governments. I'm all for good government. But folks, keep in mind what my position is. And my position is to reprove darkness just like any other Christian. I don't care if you're an apostle, a prophet, a teacher, a pastor, or an evangelist. We all have the same end aim here, and that's the glorification of Christ. But I can just hear some people out there saying, man, this is pretty extreme. Yes, the crimes of this administration have been way over the top extreme. No question about it. What the American people have tolerated in this country for 60 years is really extreme. There's no doubt about it. But let's get this straight. Don't look at me as being the bad guy for keeping the commandments of God. No. The bad guy are those that left off the commandments of God. Read 1 Kings 18. But also keep in mind, friends, do you remember in the book of Amos? In the book of Amos, it told us that, and the Lord said unto me, and this would be Amos. It, by the way, his name means burden bearer. The Lord said to Amos, what do you see? And he said, I see a plumb line. The Lord said to him, behold, I will set a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. I will not again pass by them anymore. In other words, end of the road, because the cup of iniquity has been filled. I mean, America, how long do you think you're going to allow corruption to reign or rule the roost in this country before God drops his hammer? I'm just curious. I mean, let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. That is the message of Amos, the burden bearer, the prophet of God. He said, then said the Lord, behold, I will set a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel, his church. I will not again pass by them anymore. You know what happened? The priest of the day, namely Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, who was as corrupt as the king was, that would reject the word of the Lord. As a matter of fact, Amaziah even told Amos to go somewhere else and prophesy. Bad call, Amaziah. But you know what Amaziah accused Amos of? Conspiring against the king. Forgiving the word of the Lord, because the people in the professed church were so corrupt in the day that he had to pick up Amos, who was one of the herdsmen that was just following the flock. And God used him to speak to the people because no one else had ears to hear or eyes to see. But look what the people said. Hey, he went to the king where he was crying out as Christ was being crucified. We have no king but King Caesar. A lot of those in America today. Just go ahead and hit their favorite politicians and you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. But Amaziah the priest of Bethel went to Jeroboam the king and said, Amos has conspired against you in the midst of the house of Israel. The land is not able to bear all your words. Isn't it interesting, America, that you're able to bear all the crimes of the corrupt ones in government, but you can't bear the words of the Lord because there is duty and obligation before God? Matter of fact, I was just reading the book of Matthew, just finished it yesterday. And it's interesting how he said that we're to keep his commandments, to keep and to do them. See, you can bear the crimes of Barack Hussein Obama, but you can't bear the commandments of God to deal with the likes of Barack Hussein Obama. You've turned righteousness into wormwood. Judgment into wormwood. You've left off righteousness because you know nothing of judgment, because you know nothing of God's moral law. And isn't it interesting, in the church in America today, anything that they don't like where they're obligated to act because they have the faith of God, they say, isn't it interesting, they leave off action. See, they profess that they know God, but in works they deny Him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work they're reprobates. They don't belong to God, though they say they do. Isn't it interesting that Amaziah the priest went to the king, as corrupt as he was, and said, "Hey, are you hearing what Amos is doing? He's calling you out, man. He's calling you out for your corruptions." And he's saying, this is what's going to happen to us if we don't repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Yeah, that was the message of Jesus too, wasn't it? The message of Jonah. And what was Jonah's message to Nineveh? Repent or else. That's the message to America today. Repent or else. Like it or not, read Acts 20, verse 21 when you get a moment. Repent or else. That's really the message. There is no other options. And folks, I'm not using consequence to drive you to the foot of the cross. No, I'm telling you, you've broken God's moral law into 1,000 pieces, which drives you to the foot of the cross, where it can do no more, where you put your faith in Jesus Christ. And let me remind you of one more thing here. The law says, do this and live. Grace says, live and do this. Make distinction from the heart, because keep in mind, God speaks to the heart, not the head. The head comes secondly. Okay? So anyways, and I say that in love. This is my commandment, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Folks, I hope you can make the distinction between love and hate, because love tells the truth, hate does not. Let's get over to terrorism is the best political weapon, for nothing drives people harder than a fear of sudden death. And by the way, if you want to call in, you can. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. One more time, Hermann Göring. The people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. Folks, you don't have leaders in this country. That is easy. All you have to do is tell them that they're being attacked and denounce the pacifist for lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. It works the same way in any other country. So let's start knocking and rocking here, friends. Japanese troops set off a small explosion on a train track in 1931 and blamed it on China. Listen carefully. Japanese troops set off a small explosion on a train track in 1931 and falsely blamed it on China in order to justify an invasion of Manchuria. This is known as the Mukden incident, or the Manchurian incident. The Tokyo International Military Tribunal found several of the participators in the plan, including Hashimoto, a high-ranking Japanese officer, have on various occasions admitted their part in the plot and have stated that the object of the incident was to afford an excuse for the occupation of Manchuria by the Kwantung Folks Army. Who is responsible? They admitted it, but guess who they blamed? The Japanese blamed the Chinese for the crimes of the Japanese. What are you seeing today through totalitarian methods? Exactly the same thing. Smack them in the face, pull their hair, decry victim as you perpetuate the crime, call them the aggressor, when in fact the criminal is the one doing the aggressiveness. They have the spear, not the shield.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost, and the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them?
For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now. The Christmas season is here, and it's one of our favorite times of the year at the Sons of Liberty. It's a time where we all reflect upon the goodness of God throughout the year and the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Christmas is also a time for giving. God's gift to the world was His Son, Jesus Christ, and this Christmas season, what better gift to give than the gift of truth? Let us not give gifts that have no meaning. Make this Christmas different by giving the gift of truth. The Sons of Liberty store has so many good products that will convict, inspire, bring healing, and encourage others to go out and seek and save that which is lost. They are gifts that will have a lasting impact and will change men and women for eternity. And while you're on the website, please remember to give your year-end tax-deductible donation. Or better yet, sign up to become a son or daughter of liberty and support our important cause of bringing men to Christ in the up-and-coming new year. Join today by clicking the button that says Sons and Daughters of Liberty and be a part of making a lasting impact to restore America back unto Christ. And Merry Christmas from the Sons of Liberty.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Isn't it interesting? Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. There's 42 instances of officials in government which carried out the attack that they admitted to either orally or in writing. I just highlighted the fact that the Japanese troops set off a small explosion on a train track in 1931 and blamed China in order to justify an invasion of Manchuria. Only to find out later, those that were responsible, the Japanese, for perpetuating the crimes against the Chinese were found out to be true. I mean, can you just imagine what the papers were reporting? They were reporting whatever the government told them to report. It's the Chinese that did it. No, folks, it was the Japanese that did it. And by the way, they admitted it. Number two, a major with the Nazi SS admitted at the Nuremberg trials that under orders from the chief of the Gestapo, he and some other Nazi operatives faked attacks on their own people and resources, which they blamed on the Poles to justify the invasion of Poland. That's exactly right. Let's take it another step. Nazi General Franz Halder also testified at the Nuremberg trials, May of 1945, that Nazi leader Hermann Göring admitted to setting fire to the German Reichstag, the parliament building, in 1933, which they blamed the Poles to incite their people to go after their political opposition. Nobody believed it at the time until after the people were murdered and killed in Hitler's war and the country was completely destroyed. Then they opened up their ears and opened up their eyes. Oh, and don't forget, friends, God is known by the judgments that He executes. And He was known. He will not tolerate crime. Though He has no pleasure in the death of the wicked, friends, it's for us to respond to the mercy of the Most High God through Jesus Christ. But look at this, friends. We're talking about those that use terrorism as a political weapon to drive people harder than fear of sudden death to do what? To bring about war against their political opposition. It's exactly what we're seeing today. Exactly verbatim. Number four, Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev admitted in writing that the Soviet Union's Red Army shelled the Russian village of Manila in 1939 while blaming the attack on Finland as a basis for launching the winter war against Finland. Russian President Boris Yeltsin agreed that Russia had been the aggressor in the winter war. Did you hear what I said? This is nothing new, friends. It's being used every day in America. And you're seeing your media do this. And you're allowing corruption in government to do this and to get away with it. But again, just keep in mind how the media will just say, for example, General Franz Hodler testified at the Nuremberg trials that Nazi leader Hermann Göring admitted to setting fire to the German parliament. Well, back then, guess what? They blamed their political opposition, the state-controlled media did. Hey, folks, if you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. And keep in mind, a good portion of those useful idiots that are called news anchors, they're just reading the teleprompter. They're just doing what they're told. After all, it's a job. Not realizing that they're on the same boat that they're shooting holes in the base of. Number five, the Russian parliament, current Russian president Putin, and former Soviet leader Gorbachev all admit that Soviet leader Joseph Stalin ordered his secret police to execute 22,000 Polish army officers and civilians in 1940 and falsely blamed it on the Nazis. I mean, this is crazy. I suppose the devil made him do it, right? No, the devil didn't make them do anything. They just went along with the devil to their own destruction. How's that working out for them now, friends? They played with their eternity on a trial basis, and now they're paying the ultimate price for refusing the Son of the Most High God. Number six, the British government admits that between 1946 and 1948, it bombed five ships carrying Jews attempting to flee the Holocaust to safety in Palestine. They set up a fake group called Defenders of Arab Palestine, and then they had the pseudo group falsely claim responsibility for the bombings. You see how this works? It's exactly what Hitler did with the brown shirts. He would tell them to go do his dirty deeds for him. And then what he would do is he would wait for the people to come back to him as he would ask them to relinquish their rights and give him more power. That's how they wield power over you. Since September 11th, why is it that your government has been attacking you more than any foreign enemy has, friends? Because you're under perfect judgment. But in the natural, this is what's going on. You're allowing the wicked to do the things that the wicked do. And you're going to reap the consequence if you don't deal with them. And again, that's what Amos was talking about when he said you draw nigh the seat of violence because you don't deal with the wicked. In other words, you're going to pay the price if you leave this off. These are the people admitting the fact that they're the ones responsible for the terror, friends. They want to be the problem solvers as they're the ones creating the crime. If government in this country would get out of the way, I'll tell you what, this continual warfare that we've been seeing in this country for 60 years would vanish. Number eight, the CIA admits that it hired Iranians in the 1950s to pose as communists and stage bombings in Iran in order to turn the country against its democratically elected prime minister. Folks, this is going on all day long on the globe, and it's your government responsible for it in so many different ways. And I also want to say that there's a legitimacy concerning why many foreign countries hate your guts, America, and why they call you the Satan. I want you to listen carefully. They hate your guts because what you allow your politicians to do to their prospective countries. Don't ever forget that. It's time to take responsibility because we're not going to stand before God on judgment day. It's appointed unto men once to die and after this the judgment. Hebrews 9:27. It's not going to be like we're going to be able to point the finger at somebody else and say, hey, it was their fault. Nope. Lord's going to look at you and say, what did you do according to your ability to deal with the issues at hand? Number nine, the Turkish prime minister admitted that the Turkish government carried out the 1955 bombing on a Turkish consulate in Greece, also damaging the nearby birthplace of the founder of modern Turkey, and blamed it on Greece for the purpose of inciting and justifying anti-Greek violence. Hey, folks, what do you see on a smaller scale in the United States of America? You see the homosexuals playing the victims, right? Even creating their own fake hate crimes. Right? It's called homophobia. That's what they called you. And guess what they're doing now? They're the ones saying, just let us be, while they're out there spewing their filth. And now we see at the end aim, the children at the are the end of aim concerning the sodomite agenda. But we already knew that too. Because that's all we had to do is read the homosexual manifesto and see what's going on in public school today. I don't have time to go down that road. I've been down that road many times. They're not the victims. They're the ones perpetuating the crimes against your children. Now we see the Muslims doing the exact same thing. Just this week, Muslims were busted creating fake hate crimes. See? And we've seen the media do it over and over and over again, only to be found out to be the ones responsible for the crimes. You're already being assaulted, America. The revolution has already started. We want a reformation, though. We want to do this lawfully. And we can do this if we stand up together to do it, because we can do this. Number 10, the Prime Minister admitted to his defense secretary that he and American President Dwight Eisenhower approved the plan in 1957 to carry out attacks in Syria and blame it on the Syrian government as a way to effect regime change. There you have it right there. Regime change. That's all the American government has to do is say, hey, we want to overthrow, we want to bring forth a regime change, and what we'll do is we'll begin to demonize that guy over in the Middle East, we'll tell the people he's bad, and then what we'll do is we'll go over, we'll send our boys and girls over there. Who cares if they die or not? It doesn't really matter. But we'll use them as foreign pawns, like Henry Kissinger said, to go ahead and fight unconstitutional wars so we can bring in a new regime that agrees with our new order. I mean, folks, so many times when you hear about rebels on the news, you got to ask the question who the rebels are. Because the only rebel that, hey, folks, the only promise that we've seen from this president that's ever been fulfilled is the fact that if the winds change, he's going to stand with the Muslims. That's the only promise that this foreign agent has ever kept. And he's in your White House. And look what he's doing on the way out. He's trying to create more war along with John Kerry, along with the Clintons, along with the Bushes, along with the 300 people that are controlling our globe. Give me a break. That you're allowing to control. I mean, folks, what do you think our kids think of? I know what mine think, but I mean, I wonder what your kids think of if you're just nothing but a capitulator. And that's all you do is talk about the problems and do nothing about them. You should be ashamed of yourself. Your kids are looking for daddy to be what daddy's called to be, a man of God. And when they see the man of God stand up, I'll tell you what, that's what they're going to emulate on the days when you're gone. And by the way, they're also going to have a future and a hope because you were willing enough to love on them enough to fight for them. Amen? Number 11, this is important for you to hear. The former Italian prime minister, an Italian judge, and the former head of the Italian counterintelligence admitted that NATO, with the help of the Pentagon and CIA, carried out terror bombings in Italy and other European countries in the 50s and blamed the communists in order to rally people's support for their governments in Europe in their fight against communism. When I come back, friends, I'm going to highlight what one of the participants told you and told us who they have to attack to get the people's allegiance. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Be right back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I have with you Bradley Dean. We've got a friend calling from California. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend? Hello? We got a caller from California? Hello? Well, should we try that again? We got a caller calling in from California. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you?
I'm doing well. I don't know. That's the number I found for Dr. Gooden. I was trying to reach him.
Okay, folks, we got the wrong. All right, we'll just keep rocking here. We are talking about 42 instances of officials in government which carried out attacks on their own countries. I want you to listen to this one. This one's important for you to understand because this is what you're seeing happening across the country. Number 11, the former Italian prime minister, an Italian judge, and the former head of Italian counterintelligence admitted that NATO, with the help of the Pentagon and the CIA. Now, you do know John Brenner, stooge for the CIA, the head of the CIA. You know he's a convert to Islam, right, friends? He's an American. He's a traitor is what he is. But he carried out, folks, the former Italian prime minister, carried out terror bombings in Italy and other European countries in the 1950s and blamed his enemies, the communists. Why did they do it? In order to rally support for the government in Europe in their fight against communism. September 11th, who did they attack? Someone that's never done anything to us, America. Matter of fact, some people should have taken the time to go behind the Bush administration and see how they had actually set up none other than Saddam Hussein. After September 11th, they attacked Iraq. How many lies did they... Hey, folks, how many lies does it take to make you a liar? How many lies was the Bush regime busted in concerning what they were doing over there in Iraq? How many people admitted to what was going on over there in Iraq? And, folks, of course, you're not going to hear about the war crimes that were committed by your government. Far be it from you, America, for being responsible for one of your politicians actually committing the war crime against an innocent nation. Well, that's what they did. Now, one participant, going back to this former Italian prime minister, in this formerly secret program stated, what you have to do is attack civilians, you have to attack people, you have to attack women, and you have to attack children. You have to attack innocent people to gain the support of the masses. You have to attack unknown people far removed from any political gain. Get the innocent people. This will move the people to action. Well, the reason was quite simple. They were supposed to force these people, the Italian public, to turn the state to ask for greater security. What happened after September 11th, America? Why was your government asking you to give up your rights? Why is your government trying to disarm you, America? Why is your government, and I'm talking about corruption again, in this criminal administration, why are they supporting your enemies at every given turn, even funding them, America? And as I said, friends, just yesterday, Turkey blamed Barack for creating ISIS. This is common knowledge. We know the Clintons and Barack have funded them. We know from intelligence agencies that they don't exist. We know from eyewitnesses, friends, that they seen the CIA arming ISIS overseas. We know all this. But we just, America, you just keep acting like it has nothing to do with you. When in fact it has everything to do with you. Number 12. In 1960, American Senator George Smathers suggested that the U.S. launch a false attack made on Guantanamo Bay, which would give us the excuse of actually fomenting a fight, which would then give us the excuse to go in and overthrow Castro. America, you do realize Barack Hussein Obama is allied with your sworn enemies, right? And this whole thing going on between America and Russia is nothing but a bunch of baloney. They're in it together. They're doing business together, friends. This is WWF at its very worst. But look at that. Hey, let's go ahead and create a false attack. Let's launch a false attack on Guantanamo Bay, which would give the American people an excuse of fomenting a fight, which would then give them an excuse to go in and overthrow Castro. Number 13, official State Department documents show that in 1961, the head joint chiefs and other high-level officials discussed blowing up a consulate in the Dominican Republic in order to justify an invasion of that country. The plans were not carried out, but they were all discussed as serious proposals. I said, folks, joint chiefs and other high-level officials. By the way, I want to reiterate to my weekend friends, official means, folks, absolutely nothing. It still means that they are your representatives. And it still means that they work for you. Just because they put official on their name does not mean that they don't have to divulge or disclose information concerning the projects that they're a part of, friends. Number 14, as admitted by the United States government, recently declassified documents show that in 1962, the American Joint Chiefs of Staff signed off on a plane to blow up American airplanes using an elaborate plan involving the switching of airplanes and also to commit terrorist acts on American soil and then to blame it on the Cubans in order to justify an invasion of Cuba. Wait a second. What was that? Is that Operation Northwood? Boom, by George, it is. Go ahead and do some homework, friends. Go online. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. Number 15, in 1963, the United States Department of Defense wrote a paper promoting attacks on nations within the Organization of American States, such as Trinidad or Tobago or Jamaica, and then falsely blaming them on their enemy, Cuba. This is all to fill the coffers concerning the military-industrial complex that we were warned of back in the 50s, friends. I mean, that's what Vietnam was about, but forget about the 58,000 men and women that fought, bled, and died in a war that they didn't know, or an enemy that they didn't know that they were fighting. But again, keep in mind, America, don't blame them. They're the true heroes. They did what they believed is right. Blame yourselves for allowing Congress to send them in the first place. Don't ever try to turn this boy against our military. To those concerning those that uphold the Constitution, I'm with them 100%. I'm with good government 100%. I'm 100% opposed concerning the smallest infraction of the smallest of infractions concerning our representatives that trample the blood of the sacrifice given unto us to have the freedoms in which we have today. Number 17, folks, again, what we're talking about is 42 instances of officials in government which carried out attacks or seriously proposed an attack in which they admitted to either orally or in writing, or at first, folks, they always blamed their political opposition, when in fact later on, I don't know why this is, but it is, people let them get away with it while they're alive, and then when they're dead, the truth comes out. Wow. That's what's meant by Isaiah 59, folks, where it says the truth is fallen in the streets. I mean, this is what is meant by judgment has turned backwards. This also is meant by your sins have separated you between you and your God. And that's why this nation is being turned into hell. Psalm 9:17, because you have forsaken your God. And this is what I'm exhibiting, friends. What happens when a people allow their government to do what they will with a free hand? And it's a people that have forgotten God that allow their governments to commit such acts. Here's another one for you. Number 17, the NSA admits that it lied about what really happened in the Gulf of Tonkin, an incident in 1964, manipulating data to make it look like North Vietnamese boats fired on a U.S. ship so as to create a false justification for the Vietnam War. Of course. Of course. Number 18, a U.S. congressional committee admitted that as a part of a COINTELPRO campaign, the FBI had used many provocateurs in the 1950s through 1970s to carry out violent acts and falsely blame them on the political activists. By the way, I can bring that through firsthand experience every step of the way doing high school assemblies. It was your media that was attacking. It was corruption in your government that was stirring it up. It was representatives creating the war, which was all falsified. They were attempting to justify their stance when in fact they weren't in any position to justify themselves. But as long as you believe the lie, America, they can get away with that whatever they want to. And what's sad about it is they know how to lie better than you. Most of you know how to tell the truth. That's a fact. Look where we're at today. There's no arguing this point. The NSA admits that it lied about what really happened. It created the war. They attacked themselves to incite the people. Going back to my last point, number 18, the FBI had used many provocateurs. It's exactly what they're being busted for all across the country today under this criminal administration. Folks, they've been busted with provocateurs, paid provocateurs. The provocateurs have come out. These rioters that you've been told about, friends, they have come out and told you that the government was paying them. They found out that Soros was linked to it. We know that George Soros is an international criminal. But America, for some reason or another, he's given asylum here in America. Yet in other countries, he's an international criminal. Well, he's got freedom to come here and commit crime? Really? Is that what your veterans fought against? No, your veterans fought, bled, and died fighting against the very ideologies that you're tolerating today, America. Did you know that back in the 60s, Andrew Young, the former mayor, I sat with him for 3 hours. He had shared with me how J. Edgar Hoover had a diabolical hatred for none other than Martin Luther King Jr., and they constantly sent provocateurs into those marches, only to blame onto Martin Luther King. By the way, J. Edgar Hoover, that radical sodomite, he's also the one responsible for getting you to believe that he, Martin Luther King Jr., was a communist. Nothing could be further from the truth. Wake up. We're going to come back. We're going to be talking about 19, and hopefully we can get to 42. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bob Ellis, owner and operator of AmericanClarion.com. Bradley Dean is one of our newest contributors at American Clarion, and his columns are some of our biggest hit generators. Bradley is a warrior when it comes to speaking the truth unapologetically and with an appeal that people should embrace what's right.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Final segment. 1-866-582-9933. Stick to the topic, please. Listen to this, friends. We've been talking about terrorism is the best political weapon, for nothing drives people harder than a fear of sudden death. We've been talking about how officials, as you've been led to believe, that they think, folks, they believe they're above the law. That's why they call themselves officials, right? They're in official capacity. In other words, did you hear that? We're above the law. We're demigods. We rule the roost. We're arbitrary governments here. We can do whatever we want to do without the Constitution. I mean, we're 007 here. No, you're triple zero. You're a bunch of losers, and you're going to get what you got coming because you reap what you sow. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. And isn't it interesting that there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known? We're now talking about what we knew when it happened, but again, the media was there to call you a theorist for calling out corruption in government for what it really was. But later on, folks, they told you the truth. You see this all the time with politicians. All the time. Did you know that Joseph Stalin said the easiest way to gain control of a population is to carry out acts of terror? He said the public will clamor for such laws if their personal security is threatened. What happened after September 11th, America? Now, what about Hermann Göring, Nazi leader? He said, why, of course the people don't want war. But after all, it is the leaders of the country who determine the policy. See, policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. And it just proves my point. When he calls himself a leader, they think they're above the law. I want to tell you something, Satan. You, at the end of the day, lose. You forgot about Golgotha. You want to talk about where things are at now and there's no hope? No, no, no. My eyes are fixed on the author and the finisher of my faith. And my Bible tells me that your back was broken at the cross, and I believe it, and I act accordingly. Folks, we're talking about my big brother, the lion of the tribe of Judah that has taken care of him who mocks him at every given step. And again, we understand the gates of hell shall not prevail, but listen to what these people say. But after all, it's the leaders of the country who determine the policy, and it's also a simple matter to drag the people along. Whether it is a democracy, a fascist dictatorship, or a parliament, or a communist dictatorship, voice or no voice, the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. That is easy. All you have to do is tell them that they're being attacked and denounce the pacifists for lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. It works the same in any country. Are you getting this, America? I hope you are. Are you tired of playing dupes to ill-designing men? I mean, folks, you go to the airport, you see these TSA, which is unconstitutional. It's a violation of the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights. They have no business putting their hands on you, putting you through a screener. And by the way, George Soros is the one that actually financially backed those screeners. So when you're putting your hands up like you've been arrested, do you realize that it's your government that is accusing you of being a potential terrorist? But it's interesting, the southern borders are all down. Hey, folks, you have to have proper ID, but if you're a foreign illegal immigrant, you don't have to worry about it. Who's under attack, America? Come on. Come on. Number 19, a top Turkish general admitted that Turkish forces burned down a mosque on Cyprus in the 1970s and blamed it on their enemy. He explained, in special war, certain acts of sabotage are staged and blamed on the enemy to increase public resistance. We did this on Cyprus. We even burnt down a mosque. In response to the surprise correspondence, incredulous looks, the general said, I'm giving an example. Folks, they are devils. Read Isaiah 14. And folks, don't sit there and put on your little post that, you know, they're going to get it someday. No, we can set that appointment up a lot sooner than before they die. That's what the righteous are in this earth for. We need to establish judgment which guards our liberties. Look at the Supreme Court building. It says it right there. Justice is the guardian of liberty. Number 20, the German government admitted that in 1978, the German Secret Service detonated a bomb in the outer wall of a prison and planted escape tools on a prisoner, a member of the Red Army faction, which the Secret Service wished to frame the bombings on. You can't believe folks. Whatever this criminal says, and whatever the media says, you can almost bet your bottom dollar the opposite is true. Number 21, a Mossad agent admits that in 1984, Mossad planted a radio transmitter in Gaddafi's compound in Tripoli, Libya, which broadcasted fake terrorist transmissions recorded by Mossad in order to frame Gaddafi as a terrorist supporter. Ronald Reagan bombed Libya immediately thereafter. Now, folks, by the way, I'm not here to negotiate as if there wasn't a wrong on these issues on both sides. I'm simply saying that the guilty party acknowledged their crime of perpetuating the crime of inciting war and then blaming it on their political enemies. That's my objective here. So we have to think through everything that we're told. And if you don't have the Spirit of God, folks, you're going to get lost. I'm telling you. Number 22, the South African Truth and Reconciliation Council found that in 1989, the Civil Corporation Bureau, a covert branch of the South African Defense Force, approached an explosive expert and asked him to participate in an operation aimed at discrediting the African National Congress by bombing the police vehicle of the investigating officer in the murder incident, thus framing the ANC for the bombing. And by the way, this is nothing new under the sun, scripturally neither. This is exactly what they did to Jesus. They set up false witnesses, accused him of things that he did not do. They apprehended him and incarcerated him at night because they didn't want the people to see, lest there be an uproar. Folks, nothing new under the sun. They do everything in darkness. See, they hate the light. And see, church, if 300,000 pulpits preached out against what was going on today, I'll tell you what, a criminal would be, he would have the fear of God before his eyes. He'd be afraid to commit the crime. And what was it that Thomas Jefferson rightly said? When the people fear the government, you have tyranny. That's where America's at today. But when the government fears the people, you have liberty. Number 23, an Algerian diplomat and several officers in the Algerian army admit that in the 1990s, the Algerian army frequently massacred Algerian civilians and then blamed Islamic militants for the killings. You know, and I got to say this. There's the child of the flesh, Ishmael, and there's the child of the promise, Isaac. Folks, you do need to understand, and so do the Islamic people. And so do those of Hare Krishna and of Zen and the Buddhists. Folks, religions worldwide, you all acknowledge Christ. I want to tell you something. These New World Order minions that are using Islam to dominate, that are giving the message, either submit or else, if we would come together unto the God that said, thou shalt have no other gods before me, and we understand who his son Jesus Christ is because you all acknowledge him. I want to tell you, there is none other name under heaven where my men might be saved. And when we can unify by the Holy Ghost, these people are going to be exposed for who they are and they are going to be dealt with. But you do need to keep in mind they are attempting to divide and conquer. By the way, read Acts 4:12. 1 Timothy 2:5, there's only one mediator. His name is Jesus Christ. And yes, I am saying there is only one way to heaven. His name is Jesus Christ. You heard me right. No, I'm not sheepishly saying it. I'm boldly proclaiming that I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I am without the camp, bearing the reproach of Jesus Christ. And I'm telling all of you listening to me, both friend and foe, I love you enough to tell you that there is none other name. There is no other one in which you can get to heaven. His name is Jesus Christ. And you're going to meet him and you're going to bow before him either as a friend or a foe, either to your redemption or to your condemnation. It's your call. But you do need to understand these people, these sons and daughters of Belial are willing to do anything that they can to be put in the place of Christ. They want to play God, and they will do anything to divide the people one against another. Hey, furthermore, I do want to high five those brothers and those sisters out there that are doing the stuff, because what we're getting information on right now is Islam. A lot of these Muslims are coming into the United States, and they are getting saved by the power of the Holy One of Israel. And instead of the church going over to their country, let them come here now because you have a criminal brain. Let it backfire. Start preaching the gospel to them here so they can understand who God is. And that goes for all religions, folks. Because, again, keep in mind, these people that are using terrorism to wield control over the people globally is nothing new. It's going on today. And until you call them for who they are, nothing's going to change. But America, we can do this. I want you to hear me. We can do this. The hope is what we do with the truth that's given, and our hope is in Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith. His name is Jesus Christ. Folks, we love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you on Monday. See ya. Have a good new year.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.